You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. On Friday, a Requiem Mass for Mother Mary Angelica of the Annunciation, better known as Mother Angelica, will be celebrated at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Huntsville, Alabama, in the United States. Born Rita Antoinette Rizzo in 1923, Mother Angelica entered the Poor Clare Monastery in Cleveland in 1944 and made her solemn profession of vows in 1953. She later founded the EWTN Corporation, that was in 1981, becoming the pioneer of Catholic communications in the United States. Joan Lewis is EWTN Bureau Chief here in Rome. She tells us more about Mother Angelica. So, Joan, you're EWTN Bureau Chief here in Rome. And this organization was founded by Mother Angelica, who passed away on Easter Sunday. You knew her well, didn't you?
I knew her fairly well. We had actually only met a couple of times, but I have to say I never knew her before she had her stroke, and then she gradually lost her ability to speak. So that was in December of 2001. I met her in August of 2005, and it really was a serendipitous meeting because Mother Angelica's plans had been to have EWTN founded in Rome, instituted here, this global Catholic network, television and radio, right here in the heart of the Catholic world, Vatican, Rome. She had sent two nuns here to kind of, they lived outside of Rome in Olgiata or someplace, and they were to ora e labora. They were to pray and work and just kind of just see if the ground and everything was right for setting up this network in Rome. And it wasn't to work out then in 1978. So bit by bit, everyone knows the story right now. She had a garage, $200 and some equipment that was given to her and started her transmissions in near Birmingham in Irondale, Alabama, that way. Her dreams of Rome were realized in August of 2005. I was in Birmingham, Alabama. I signed the contract to be the Rome Bureau Chief. And Doug Keck said to me, he's now the COO and president of EWTN, but he said to me, Joan, have you ever been to the Shrine? It's about an hour's ride from the network. I said, no, I haven't. I had been to the network a number of times, collaborated with them on many things for the Jubilee of the year 2000, and then had a big role. Even though I was still working at the Vatican, I had a big role in their coverage in 2005 of John Paul's funeral and so forth. It was August. I'm at EWTN Studios. We're on our way to visit the Shrine. And as we walk in the front door, we meet Deacon Bill Steltemeyer, who was Mother's right-hand man, left-hand man, a lawyer, very instrumental in helping her see everything from the legal standpoint, obviously, but just as a support, a fan for her, a cheerleader. And so we saw Deacon Bill. He and his wife were celebrating a big anniversary. And then Doug's showing me around the beautiful church, the basilica, and then we went down to the lower level, the crypt and beautiful altar area. Everything there is just done to perfection. And so as we go in to look at the lower area, Doug says, oh, my word. And we turn around, and there, maybe 20 feet away from us, was Mother Angelica in a wheelchair, flanked by two of her sisters. And it was just, she was looking. She was at the tomb of her mother. The back wall was tombs of other nuns, and in this case, Mother Angelica's own mother. And so we waited the proper time until they, you know, had obviously prayed, done what she wanted to do. And as she was leaving, she saw Doug, and he introduced me by name and by title, Rome Bureau Chief, because they had already obviously run the idea by her. And even though she couldn't talk, she could acknowledge that she understood perfectly what people were saying to her. I knelt down so that we could look each other, you know, in the eye. She took both of my hands, and then with one of her hands, she blessed me. She blessed my eyes, my ears, and my mouth, and my hands, just like we do at the Gospel of Mass when we want the Lord's word to be in our mind, on our lips, and in our hearts. She did get the word bless out, what sounded to Doug and me like bless. So that was the only time I can say I spoke to her, but not that she answered back. So that was very meaningful to me to serendipitously meet her on the day I had just signed the contract to fulfill her dream of having an office in Rome. And then I met her on just one or two other occasions, but again, not conversationally. I met her at the end of some of the family meetings, family celebrations, which are usually held every year in August, because the network actually went on the air on August 15th of 1981, the assumption, an auspicious date, not just any date, but for opening the network. But she was a woman of huge spirit. What always struck me about Mother was her perseverance, her belief in divine providence. And you read the stories of, for example, a satellite dish being delivered, the very first one or something like that. And the man, it was COD, you know, cash on delivery. And the man was demanding payment. And she said, well, I thought this had all been taken care of. One of the nuns comes running into her, interrupting her. And she said, Mother, you have to come to the phone, something like that, right now. Some man on his yacht in the Caribbean who knew of her or something, he just had this sudden urge, which he couldn't explain to anyone, and he gave her $600,000. $600,000, not 600 or 6,000. And that went to pay for the antenna.
And her from 1981 to 2016, this has developed enormously, hasn't it?
Oh, all over the world. It is on EWTN now, TVN radio. We're on five continents in three languages, English and Spanish, and in Europe in German as well. So our Spanish footprint is all of Latin America and Spain. And then Italy, EWTN is in Italy via satellite, but it is in the English footprint. And then we have it in obviously in the UK. And then through a special, I think it's a Hotbird satellite, you can get the German as well. So all those languages. And then today, obviously, well, since the advent of internet, I have a weekly radio show called Vatican Insider that can be listened to on Catholic radio stations that carry EWTN in the U.S. Or you're sitting here in Rome, just calculate the time difference and you go on or Rome or Moscow or wherever. You sit and calculate the difference and turn on your computer and hit listen live, you know.
So Joan, she was a lady who made a difference.
Oh, enormous difference. Oh, and the Catholic media, the history of Catholic media cannot be written without her being an entire chapter. She really, really can't be. Radio, TV, just her gumption.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
You were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN Bureau Chief here in Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.